Night Talk.
All right, let's do it. Welcome back to Night Talk, your main host for the week, Ryan Boleyn, because my co-host is actually currently sick. So I'm sending prayers out to you, Josh. Hope you're feeling better. But today, we are interviewing two captains of the BVS hockey team. BVS is a co-op hockey team of which PCD is a part of, along with other two main partners, St. Ray's and North Smithfield. Help me welcome our two guests, Nolan Lambert and Tim Sintergreen. How are you boys feeling today?
Pretty good.
Pretty awesome.
Heck yeah.
You want to jump into some questions?
Yeah, let's go, for sure.
All right, so let's do some background first. How old were both of you when you learned how to skate?
You want to go first?
I'll take it away. So I was I don't even remember, but as long as I can remember, probably like 5, 4, something like that. I started playing, and then I quit because I kept falling. And then
I
learned.
Quit?
Dude, I quit like after I started playing because I just kept falling. So I quit, and then I wasn't going to play, and then my dad took me on a pond, taught me how to skate, and then I was like confident, went back. And
nice.
So did you guys learn how to skate first?
Yeah, I learned.
And then you did hockey, right?
I learned how to skate when I was 3. And then I started like playing hockey the next year when I was 4. So,
yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So what made both of you want to play hockey? Was there a player, coach, or team that made you want to pursue and keep playing hockey? So what was like kind of the main reason behind that?
I mean, maybe it was just like my dad and my family.
Just my
Everyone
dad, yeah.
played. So it was just like, of course I was going to learn how to skate and start playing hockey.
Yeah, so for everyone else listening, we're actually in the Haberlant Hall today, and that's why it's a little echoey, because you know the heater's on in the other classroom that we usually do it, so this kind of sucks, but we're just gonna have to deal with it. So all right, let's go straight into the main questions. What is it like to be part of a massive co-op team with kids scattered all over the state, and how does that build team chemistry for the entire team?
Well, our coach tries to have us do like a lot of team bonding activities, like getting together for dinners or just hanging out like outside of practices. And we did an overnight trip to where did we go? Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, pretty far.
And that was pretty fun. We spent a lot of time on the bus. We spent, you know, overnight at the hotel, next morning on the bus. So like, even though we're not at the same school together every day, we still like bond a lot and form connections, I guess.
Didn't one of you go through a wall?
Oof. Coach Labrizzi can't hear this.
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right. But yeah, it's pretty hard. It's harder than you would think to get a bunch of kids to get together, because, like, I don't know. We used to play against those kids. Like, I used to hate Nate Gravel, and now I have to be on the team with him. So it's, like, it's hard to start loving people.
Yeah. Did I miss anybody? So St. Ray's, North Smithfield. Wheeler's not actually...
There are a couple kids from Wheeler, but, like, they're grandfathered in is, like, what it's called. So it's just two seniors, Will Bruno and Owen Bale. And there's also a few kids from North Providence.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really just the main three, though.
Main three.
No, right. Not even. PCD's, like...
Yeah, PCD's not even in there.
It's really just St. Ray's and North Smithfield are, like... have a lot of kids.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's cool that you can have a captain from like every single team. Like you have a captain from North Smithfield, you can have one from PCD. But let's just go straight into who are your coaches? How do they contribute to your success? And then what mentality do they bring to each game? And which one is the guy wearing the fedora hat all the time?
You can talk about Coach Labrizzi.
Coach Labrizzi, he's a unique guy. He's the one wearing the fedora hat.
Yeah.
He's our head coach, and, you know.
Yeah, so if you guys have ever been to a BVS hockey game, there's this guy who's on our team, and you think he's, like, one of the parents, right? But then you see him walk, like, down and on the ice and then get behind it, and he's actually one of the coaches, and he always wears, what is it, like a blue fedora hat?
I'm not even sure. It's, like, brown, right?
Yeah.
It's, like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's a funny hat.
Yeah.
Dad. He's a coach.
Yeah, and now my dad just joined this year as one of the coaches.
Oh, really?
So he's been very helpful in, like, practices and, like, our power play and, like, stuff like that.
Did he play anywhere for college?
He played at St. Ansem, and he also, for high school, he was in Seekonk. So
interesting.
Very close to us.
Mm-hmm. He's got it.
All right, so how did last season end for this team? What is the difference in mindset both of you are bringing to the playoffs as returning players on that championship level team? So kind of give some background on, you know, what happened, and, you know, what difference is you guys going to make? What adjustments are you going to make as returning players on that team?
I don't even know how to, like, start about what happened last year. It was just – the game just didn't feel real. Like, it didn't feel like we were playing for a championship. We were playing in the semifinals the week before, and that was – that felt way better. It felt like we were just playing better, and I feel like once we won that, we thought we had the championship in the bag, and then once we got there, we weren't ready to play, and we just –
So you guys were an incredibly successful team, right, for like pretty much the entire season, I would say. I remember in homeroom last year just saying, like, we're winning.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember it's just like, really, we're winning. And I was just like, wow.
Big upset
and
there.
I wish that, you know, more people kind of knew that from all the schools, because I feel like, especially here, like, Nolan can, like, kind of I attest to this, that, like, nobody really knows about the hockey team, and not a lot of people, I say, go to those games because, like, they don't believe that we're any good. I know that PSW team, that from a couple years ago, that was a rough year, and we just kind of stopped, you know, like, we kind of doubted that we would ever come back and do something like that again. But, I mean, last year was just, I remember, I wish I went to more of those regular season games, because I just came in for the championship game, and, you know, it was just such an incredible atmosphere, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, this year, we're going to come different.
Yeah.
We got the experience.
We're ready.
Dude, like, we just can't lose. We know we have to get there and win, so that's the goal every game is to – be at a championship level.
All right, so let's talk more about that atmosphere. So what is the difference in atmosphere comparing regular season games to playoff games, and how does it feel to be on the ice during those high-stakes games in the playoffs?
It's like a whole different game.
It's actually crazy.
It's like it's really not like any other sports. Like if you go watch like baseball or some other sports where it's like playoffs, it's like they're still just playing the same sport. But when I'm out there, I feel like I'm playing a whole different sport. Everything's faster. Everything's louder. It's just crazy. Like, it's so intense.
Yeah, especially when you're playing in a rink like PC, the Schneider Arena.
Oh my goodness.
It's just like an actual rink. It's like, it's no, like, obviously we're still just high schoolers, but it feels like it's almost at like
one of the best college teams in the country.
Yeah, it feels like it's like you're just like at a higher level, even though it's not really.
Yeah,
and it's kinda crazy. Brings like.
Yeah, I remember, like, the Pep Band, all that stuff. It just, like, I remember North Smithfield brought their whole band.
Yeah, and, that
like,
was
just,
so sick.
That was incredible. I was just, like, I think I had a conversation with a couple of kids. I'm just like, dude, imagine what it feels like to be on that ice right now.
It's crazy.
Incredible feeling. So, I mean, we're going to be there again this year. So, come and experience that atmosphere. We got to get as many people there as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just kind of plugging that now. So,
Pop out.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, let's go into some bonus questions, because we've covered all of our main questions. So this is kind of an interesting one. So ever since last year, you guys have been playing one song on repeat. Mm. So what is the significance of the song "I Was Made for Loving You" by Kiss? Why do you guys play it before you come out on the ice every single time? And why does it suck around?
I don't think there really is a reason. It's just such
a
sick song.
It's so good.
It's just so. It's just gets me in the mood to play some hockey.
For sure. When I'm in warm-ups, though, like, I don't like a too hype song. Like, if you're playing a song that's too hype, I get, like, a little too excited before the game, you know? Like, I don't want to waste my energy. But, like, I Was Made for Loving You. Like, I can bop my head a little bit. Like, it's just a good song.
Gets me in the zone.
Yeah. Gets me in the zone. Like, I'm just, like, flowing when I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I think it's the best rock song of all time, honestly.
Dude, it's up,
probably
it's up
is.
There.
It's just incredible. So, and then, like, you guys play, like, the horn noise, too.
Mm,
like
the train horn.
I don't know when that started. It's so loud.
I think
loud.
It's been there for a long time.
Dude, it is so loud. I almost don't like it. It's too
loud. I don't like it when it's not, like, me on the ice. When I'm on the ice and I hear it, I think it's
overwhelming.
It's crazy.
But, like, if I'm on the bench, yeah, it scares me.
It scares me.
As a kid in the audience, it's just, like, I don't know, like, you know you scored. Unless, you know, it's, like, that game where they didn't put, like, the net in the,
oh
in the
spot. That happens all the time
and
for us.
And they take it. So basically what I'm saying is that we scored a goal, and we ended up losing the game, but we scored a goal. The air horn, or like the train horn, goes off. And I'm like, yeah, we just scored. We tied the game.
Yeah.
And then the ref comes over.
Yeah, you see
and
the ref.
And he's like waving his hands. And then apparently the net's not actually in the ice. So we take the point away. And, yeah.
That's horrible. That's not even the rule, too. It's like the puck went in the net.
Is that the rule?
On the other side of the net is when the puck went in. And the other side came off. So, like, it would have went in either way if the net was on or off. So it's a goal. Like, he didn't blow the whistle or anything. So, like, I don't know how they took that back. But yeah. It's all right, you know.
Reffing has not been very good this year at all.
No, just being honest. It's brutal truth.
Yeah, so you guys, so there's only two divisions of hockey, right?
Yeah.
That's what I, because I was on the website. I'm on the website right now, actually. And, yeah, you guys are third, I think, in the standings right now. So I think Portsmouth and then East Greenwich is in front of you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I know that EG game, was that the one, or was it Ponagansett that we ended up losing because of that BS point?
I think Pano is the one you're thinking of, but we also lost to EG in the overtime.
Overtime. That one just didn't go our way. Didn't have a lot of puck luck there.
Was a good game, though.
Beatable team, though. They're really good, too.
All right, so this is kind of a funny one. Do you know who has the most penalty minutes on the team?
I don't. I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not. It's either, I think it's this kid from North Smithfield, Cam Governo.
Yeah, that's my guess. Yep. If we're including the Pittsfield game,
yeah,
he had like four penalties in one game.
So in hockey, for everyone who's listening, in hockey, when you get a foul, you end up going in a penalty box, and you have to wait there so your guys, like your team's down a man on the ice.
Yo, wait.
So you can rack up penalty minutes by just like, you know, what are like the things you can't like smack somebody?
Slashing, boarding, roughing, tripping.
I think there's
a whole list of stuff. I don't think so.
Dude, he got that 10-minute
misconduct. If we include, he did.
Yeah, I think it's Gravel.
And he's also, last game we had a player named Gravel from North Smithfield also. He, at the end of the game, he got into a little fight, I guess, and he's suspended from playing in the next game. So I think it's probably him, because I think all of that game counts towards his penalty minutes.
Yeah, I'm putting Nate Gravel out there.
Was Portsmouth the last team you guys played?
Yeah.
That was a great, apparently something happened in the audience I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Huge brawl.
So,
there was a fight in the
audience. Apparently there was a fight in the audience. It was an away game. Was it one of our guys who got?
Well, it was the Portsmouth fan section students were like chirping our goalie, and
some kid went over there and just beat him up.
Yeah, one of our players' older brothers stepped in and stood on business, pretty much.
They're still trying to find the guy, right?
I have no idea.
I remember the police. Yeah, police showing up. That was crazy.
Not snitching. I don't know
who it was. I don't know. No idea. Absolutely no idea. All right, this is the last question I got for you boys today. So, what is the best piece of trash talk you've ever heard while you're on the ice?
I don't know. I like funny ones.
I'm pretty bad at it.
Yeah, I don't trash talk because like it's just so corny.
No, and I also, mean like in the audience.
Oh, in the audience. Ooh.
I don't know what I've heard.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody's creative around here. I've never heard anything that's like made me like be like, oh, that's really good. It's always just something like.
Yeah, I know of like the nice shot, like that one, like when they just miss it, like that's pretty common one. There's a bunch of common ones, but
yeah.
I've never heard anything like crazy that like I can say on this podcast.
Yeah. So. If I'm dishing out a chirp, it's gonna be funny though. I like to just fool around out there.
All the good ones aren't very appropriate for night talk.
Yeah, well, the
night talk.
The parents, hockey parents, are different from, like...
Dude, they're crazy.
Insane.
Well, I heard Talon Patello was saying some pretty crazy things at one of the games, but...
I can neither confirm or deny what he said, but I know he was saying some stuff. Let's just say he was saying some stuff.
Just supporting us.
I mean, I think
he was
cheering on the team, but I think he was also talking about the goalie as well, and you know how great he is at you know, blocking those shots.
Sometimes. You just get excited sometimes.
Yeah. So
in the moment, things happen.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. Yeah.
So you guys have practice at what? 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
So first I was going to do this podcast. We were going to do it in the other room in the hub where we usually do it, but then the heater's on, And it's just like the heater's so loud and it's like so annoying. And now I had to move over here. So
yeah.
We're in Harbor Lot now. So, but anyway,
make adjustments.
You know, everyone just wish Josh a speedy recovery. Hopefully he can get back here soon.
Speedy recovery.
Because I wish I did this podcast with him.
Would've been great.
Yeah. But thank you boys for coming on here.
Of course. 100%. Thank you for having us.
Go BVS. So.
Let's go.